Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So, whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
No Jumper. Coolest podcast in the world, and today I'm tapping in with my guy, Young Rich Moolah.
Yeah, you know that. Bompton's finest, Young Rich Moolah, Tiny Duck, Fruit Town Pyro. Got the homie here with me, blood. Baby Duck, my big homie, Fruit Town Pyro. Real Bompton members, you feel me?
That way. Inside. Man, we've been talking for a few months now. We've been trying to get this done. We finally tapped in, so I'm excited to finally see what the chemistry's like, see what we got to talk about.
Facts. I'll fuck with you, blood. I got some shit right now going on. Playing with a name.
Okay.
On some kid shit. You feel me? I'm gonna get straight into it. I'm a real gang member of Fruit Town Pyro. Like, do shit for clout. My whole thing be, don't make a peace treaty, blood. Get on the phone. Have my big homie get on the phone and then squash some shit, blood. Act like it's bull. You know, it's kids involved. I respect that because I'm a real member. I'm not gonna ever put in harm's way somebody family, blood. Don't do that, blood. And then now you get on the podcast, you ain't getting no views, blood. Your shit dry, blood. You trying to bring our name back up, blood. This shit not no internet shit. This shit serious, blood.
Let's
tell the whole story. So you did No Jumper with Stunner Girl a couple months ago. It went good, but obviously our shit doesn't come out immediately. It comes out after the fact. We pre-record. They do it live. Then you go on Back on Fig afterwards. Everything seemed fine during the interview. You fell asleep, I believe, at one point. You were a little loaded.
I'm going to keep it all the way Evs, but we didn't even want to go to that shit.
Okay.
I had a publicist, blood. She booked us for that shit. We didn't even know what type of setting it is. None of that. I ain't never heard of that shit in my life on East Side, on my brother. Never. So a nigga pulling up like, just showing some love. Like, I'm just looking at it like, we showing some love. We lit, blood. Our platform big. Mm-hmm. Our fans engaged. I'm going to show some love, blood. We going to pull up, you know, let my wife do her thing. You know what I'm saying? It's the label. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? We both run it independently. We going to pull up. Show some love. West Coast, get there. You know, get there, blood. Walk in there. It ain't what we thought it was. You know what I'm saying?
Why?
So, on some real shit, bro. Like, Back on Fig, when we hear that, we thinking it's like, maybe like some pimping hoe shit. Like, you know, we get in there, it's a, I'm a pyro, blood.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I ain't got nothing against niggas. We ain't beefing with them, but I'm a pyro, blood. I ain't stepping in them type of gang settings if it ain't my homie. So when shit like this happen, you feel me? We could instantly talk about it. Other shit get escalated.
See, that's interesting because I wonder when they have the orange couches and the Back on Fig name, like for a lot of people, they don't really take it as a gang reference. But for people who are like really from LA, they look at it a different way.
Yeah.
I sometimes wonder, but that's interesting to see that you had like a little bit of a reaction to it. Yeah, you didn't like the vibe?
Nah, my whole shit just be like, blood, I don't put myself in the situations to where I'm going to have to do something to it. So I'm not finna go be around no other homies, blood. It's not finna, like, how, what happened? Let's get into detail. Let's get in the story, blood. Like, what happened? It's my wife interview.
Right.
I'm not here to be interviewed. I'll fall asleep, blood. That's what it is. East Side. Yeah, I'm not here to get interviewed. I'm not no rapper. I'm a street, blood. I got a label. I'm a label owner and a network owner as of now. Me and the homie Ray J just partnered up. Red Rum TV.
And you were doing interviews all day. So by the time you were falling asleep on that, it's probably like 6, 7 p.m., right?
Yeah, it's like 6, 7, blood. We didn't drove from Vegas. Come show some love. We did interviews all day. Get there. You know, it was cool, though. Like, everything was cool. This when it became a problem, bro, after we left. That speaks volumes, blood. Right,
they started there. Talking shit.
You know what I'm saying? Went on another podcast. Motherfuckers start bringing up, you know, my name initially. The first situation, blood, I went on a podcast talking about I was asleep, act like he came in the room, checked me. He ain't said nothing to me, blood. Not near one of them. Told me I'm going to have to check in for falling to bleep. All type of shit, blood. I'm like, what? Yeah, I got to check. Who? Blood? What? So I'm like, blood and them can't know I'm from out here, blood. Mm. Like, y'all just had to just thought y'all heard the up north part about me. Mm. Like, oh, blood just grew up north. Y'all can't know I'm from out here. Like, my whole family, my blood brother right here. Mm. Look at blood face. We got matching tattoos. Like, they thought I was an out-of-towner. That's all it was. And pulled up to their crib on extras.
Right. So then after you heard them talk some shit, you decided to just take it to a whole nother level. My phone starts blowing up. It was like the middle of the day on a Sunday. Somebody goes, look at Young Rich Mula's Instagram. He posted a flick pulling up to T-Rell's crib. I was like, oh my God, this podcasting shit has officially been taken to another level.
Yeah, because once the story, it wasn't, I'm going to keep it real, blood. I'm not no bullshit ass. It wasn't really the T-Rell. It was more the big deal.
Right.
But that's your people.
That's
if you're
brother.
A leader, blood, you're not going to let your, just like my homies right now, they're not going to talk out of turn.
Mm.
Especially when we know we dealing with other gang members. At my house, I'm not even going to put my kids, my wife, nobody in risk. And if you a part of my team and you do that, blood, you don't love me. How the fuck you love me, blood? You got two that both got convicted here for murder. You on this shit talking about y'all going to do something to us. Mm. Like, what? Where they do that at? Like, not over here.
Right.
Not where I'm from. We squashed it. Blood called my big homie. Blood got somebody on the phone. What they was talking about? Some.
So Big Deal called your big homie?
That is it.
And had a conversation about it?
T-Rell, me and T-Rell spoke on the phone, blood. I told blood, like.
He tried to.
He wanted to squash the shit. Blood wanted to squash the shit. Like, he hollering on some grown men, like, back and forth. I'm not no pump faking ass. I'm like, we could chop it up initially. I guess you know how this is. Just want to make shit more locked in and solidified. He called me back with one of my homies from the hood on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? My big homie happened to be right there. They know each other. You know, they holler. Get de-escalated. Boom, I leave it alone. It's under the P. Once I put it under the P and the P make me leave it alone, I'm leaving it alone. Ain't nobody bigger than the program, blood.
And the P is just like a metaphorical thing that you can put things under?
Yeah, for the power required.
Okay, cool.
On the dead homies, like, that shit real serious. Like, it ain't no playing with this shit. So once my homies told me to leave this shit alone, I left this shit alone. You got kids, a podcaster. I'm not even taking blood serious. Mm. Like, now on some real shit, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, y'all ain't did y'all background check. I'm not taking blood serious. I know what we do to.
But were you surprised that he was down to squash it so quickly when you did pull up to his crib, which to a lot of people would be kind of like unforgivable?
Pull up to my I ain't calling nobody. But that's why I said I couldn't even take serious. That's why I never tripped. Mm. I never tripped because that just let me know what type of nigga you is. Mm. Just from that, right there. I ain't never know what. I ain't faking nothing. We ain't doing no snake, no back door. That's that scary. I'm gonna let you know what it is off the dribble. We ain't gonna fake squash it then. Y'all go on podcast and you and this fat ass in argument. Now talking about some Thunder Girl husband had you spook. Oh no, we still was gonna get up on there. I went to the spots. Y'all went to the spots.
He said I had my burner on me.
Y'all went to what spots? But it let me know y'all looking for me though. Mm. I like to hear that type of shit. You
really?
Feel me? So now it's not no. I don't want to get no more phone calls. I don't want to hear. I don't give a fuck what Nair talking about. Whoever, boy. You feel me? This shit serious, blood, but gonna find out though.
That's crazy because you got to see two brothers having an argument that clearly should not be taking place on
bust
a stream
each other out.
And saying mad shit that we didn't know. Because when I started talking to him,
scared.
I asked him a couple weeks ago. I said, yo, so did you and T-Rell like officially squash it or whatever? He goes, hell no, it's up. I was like, oh, okay. But so I didn't know anything about how this got resolved or whatever until I heard them having that conversation. And I was just like, oh, like That's the information right there. Now we know exactly, like, because now we know that Big Deal wanted to potentially go in on you on social media, but that he was basically told by T-Rell not to, because T-Rell was trying to sweep everything under the rug, I guess.
Exactly. And my whole thing be like, blood, like, it's corporate. I'm rich. I ain't even dealing with these type of blood. Like, you see what I pulled up in, blood in front, Maybach truck. I ain't the car wash. Uh-huh. I ain't the to argue with. I don't even do all that. Find out what come with playing with me, blood. And I ain't sending no threats to nobody, nothing like that. You know, like I said, you feel me? Like, you know what I'm saying? This just serious though. Need to figure out who they talking to though.
So when you pulled up to his crib, you didn't see him or anything? Did you go like snoop
blood,
around? You like,
we look went over to look for his blood. We got out, looked over that motherfucker, all type of shit. I was there for 15 minutes, but I'll show you on my phone. God. I took hella pictures. I was made videos, all type of shit, separate ones.
Whoa.
You feel me? Like, when that's before a motherfucker called me and said, you know, you was family to the homies. You know what I'm saying? Like, okay, I'm gonna leave you alone. But now it's like, blood, it's like, what you feel? How you feel? Ain't that a broken truth? So,
yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Going shit popping it, right?
If a nigga popping it, look, it ain't gonna be no talking about it. It ain't no talking. We gonna get to business.
This the infamous Baby Doug, if you don't know, Blood one of the biggest pyros. Cheeks, his big homies, they founded Fruit Town. That part. You know what I'm saying? So it'd be like, you know, that should speak for itself, you feel me?
Definitely. How long have you guys known each other? What's the relationship
it's my
like?
My blood brother. It's my brother.
It's my little brother.
For sure.
So you're originally from LA?
Me,
blood.
I want to know both of your stories, but
originally, blood. Me, blood. Like, I've been coming back and forth my whole life. Oakland, LA, badass kid. You feel me? So you know, it's like I fell in love more with my down south family. You feel me? Like my Paru court. I love my. Like, you know, I love my up north too. But this peace shit, this shit embody. Like, and they embraced it all. You feel me? So I don't give a fuck, like how much really feel about this. Like, you know, this what it is, you know what I'm saying? Like, hey, you chose that line long time ago, years ago, and it's been that for a minute.
So who do you tap in with when you're up north?
Me?
Yeah.
Me?
Oh, okay. But where did the Stunna Girl connection come from? How'd you guys actually meet?
I know her because back in the day, I used to be out there fucking with the Mozzie and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, a couple of them. Mozzie, I fuck with blood, like, few of them is my niggas, you know what I'm saying? And we met along the line, like, thugging, just outside, thugging and shit, like, you know how that shit be, blood, getting money, young, she the hottest in her city, I'm the hottest in my bitty, you just lock in, blood, you know how that shit be, I go to prison, get out, boom, it's already set up.
Mm.
I ain't gonna lie, my wife put me in a position, like, she made me step my shit up, like, it's CEO. You know, we ain't doing no more street shit. So now I be trying to be bull blood, like with a lot of shit. Like, I really be trying to like just be like on some positive shit now, like 2024, trying to get rich. You know what I'm saying? But it seemed like the devil knock at a motherfucker door every time a nigga get on that. You feel me? Like, goddamn. Like,
for sure. So have you had to get, how long have you been with her?
Me and Stunna been together 3 years.
3 years.
Yep.
And for me, I think I interviewed her for the first time in maybe like 2018. So she was just kind of getting started doing her rapping thing back then. And it's kind of crazy to see that now everything she drops is doing millions of views. She does an interview on here, gets 700,000 views. Like, she's super popping. Like, have you kind of witnessed that? Or was she already lit when you started
dating
her? I'm
going to keep it lit. Wifey was already lit, bless. She already had a big ass fan base. Like, but she's grown. And I watched it go up. Like, right. I watched it go up from, like, 200,000, 150,000 to millions, blood. Like, for sure. From the whole 150,000 followers to the millions and everybody calling. Even now, still, she ain't got to do shit, blood. Like, she different, blood. Like, she different. You feel me? She got that type of energy. Like, nigga, you already know she ain't come to play. Like, you know? Like, that's why we married, blood.
Did you always know you would want to be with a gangster chick? Because she comes out very street. Like, she knows exactly what's going on, including certain questions in that last interview.
Yeah.
They're asking about Mozzie and shit, and I see her, like, clearly knowing a bunch of different street shit, and she just kind of clamming up. She ain't really saying nothing.
I just feel like, you know, she ain't, she tell me even like, blood, watch what you say on these interviews, because she been doing this shit, so she'd never say some shit to put herself in a hole. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, she just was lace right, so she ain't like the rest of these m- get on here and say some goofy ass shit, tell her Ben is some shit they ain't supposed to say. Get on here and start talking about who killed who and shit. Nah, she ain't on that.
And she's not lit for that, because that's not something that the baddies audience.
Nah, she a real gangster.
Yeah.
She a real gangster.
But, like, the baddies audience doesn't give a fuck about your street beef. It's not like if you're, like, Lil Durk, where it's, like, Lil Durk's fans want to hear about his street drama. Yeah. For her, they want to see you, like, you know, throw some drinks at a chick in the club or whatever, but they don't want to necessarily, like, know about the crazy whole street stunning, shit.
They just know she turned, blood. Like, that's one female I met that she ain't letting go. Mm-hmm. Like, nothing. Like, she really a gangster. She gonna think about some shit from last year. Like, oh yeah, remember that bitch talking shit on Twitter? I'm finna drag that bitch. She really serious about that shit. Like, she ain't, you know, she ain't one of them ones to play with, blood. That's for all y'all to know, blood. Don't bark up that tree. That's the wrong fucking tree, blood. Like, even without me, you know, she got a whole fucking game behind her, but you know what I'm saying? She ain't, she a real one by herself, though.
But it's like, I feel like a lot of girls in this kind of position, like a Nicki Minaj ends up dating like a Safari, like a dude who's like kind of in the background at that time, or even her dude now, he's more like laid back, chill. You don't seem super laid back and chill. I mean, maybe a little laid back sometimes, falling asleep on a podcast, but you know, like you seem like you're a little extra'd out as well. So like, was the energy between you guys, like, what, does that ever
I'm
get?
I'm gonna keep it real, blood. Like, I had to grow up fast, because it's like we both extra. So it'd be like, imagine being married, blood, and it's like, you know, our relationship good, but it's like sometime a month I'll be having to wife you got that, you know what I'm saying? And it's more of a lot of time with her ass, because you know that's stunning girl, blood.
Right.
That's how she is. So you feel me, I definitely had to learn how to be more humble being with my wife, for sure. Like, for sure. And it ain't just like on some just she on some just like mad shit. It's just she know, she understand her worth, and she expect a lot from people. So she make a stand on that.
But is it easy for you to kind of like let her be in the foreground and you to be in the background at times? Because obviously, like, you'll come and do a podcast like this together, but then also there's a lot of shit that she's doing in terms of the TV stuff or whatever, where it's like her going out and being the center of attention.
I'm gonna keep it real, like, and all my homies will tell you this. Me and her ain't got no videos out. I do music too. I don't be tripping. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm a real nigga. I ain't here for that. That ain't why we got together. When my time come, my time will come. Power rule, I'm stand down. You know what I'm saying? I ain't trying to piggyback off my wife, none of that. Even though she involved me in everything without me even having to ask. That's just how she made it. Mandatory. She made me the CEO of the label. It made me figure out how to do this shit. So it's like she sharing the platform with me, you know what I'm saying? I ain't even really gotta ask her. If I wanted to, I could do a whole mixtape with her. A whole fucking mixtape and a video to every song, but that ain't what we here for, you know? I wanna see her flourish. I wanna see her be at the top, you know what I'm saying? First, you know what I'm saying? Then I start thinking about Young Rich Moolah rap shit. Right now, I got the TV network shit popping off. Me, her, and Ray J just partnered up. We just kicked out the Tronix, the Rare Rum. Tronix, that's Ray J, the Rare Rum TV, that's ours.
Right.
It's about to launch, you know what I'm saying? A couple weeks. We've been f***ing with the homie Ray Tough, blood, a real f***. You know what I'm saying? He showed me and Stunna love, like, 25-8. You know what I'm saying? Like, give knowledge. He teaching wealth. I f*** with blood. Tough. And the homie.
I got to tap in with Ray J. He got the streaming business on deck, right?
Facts. I'm talking about blood. Just showed me, like, 10 million, 20 million a month type shit.
Whoa.
Like, you know what I'm saying? We made the page yesterday. It went 100,000 followers damn near first day just on Instagram, just Whoa. Off one stunner repost. You know what I'm saying? Like, they ready for it. He told me, like, if the network would have been launched, and that would have been a network, he like, y'all would have made, like, 5 million right now already.
That's crazy.
That fast.
What like, a lesser man would not be able to handle having a wife who is that famous, not to mention, you know, she's doing music videos, performing, etc. She's wearing all kinds of scantily clad outfits and shit. Do you ever feel jealous? Do you ever feel a little bit like there's got to be a little piece of you that wants to be with like a housewife who just is chilling around the crib, right?
I'm gonna keep you all the way else, but all the time I be jealous. I be jealous. Not of her like around people, but like when she wear them fits, I be jealous, but that's my ass. I don't want nobody to see that ass.
There's been a couple of times where I liked one of her pictures, and then I took the like back.
Because you thought about me?
And I was like, I don't want him to think I'm liking this picture for that, you know? Like, and I've known her for mad long, too, so I don't want, like, I'm thinking, like, well, everybody's going to see me. So I don't want to, okay.
Nah, Blood, you the homie. You ain't even got a chance, Blood.
No, I don't want, that's all you, you're right. I don't think I got enough felonies to deal with her. She seemed like the type. She requires a couple felonies.
I ain't got enough felonies.
Stunner girl never gonna fall in love with a dude who don't got a felony. At least one. And a set.
At least one of them.
If you don't got a hood day, I don't know if Stunner girl gonna be able to tolerate you.
On the hood, nigga. She ain't fucking with no busters, nigga.
If you ain't got a hood day.
Oh, God, but nah, for real though, but a nigga don't be like, I really don't be like tripping off the network with men. Like, that ain't really my place. That's her career. You feel me? But, you know, she runs shit by me. Like, how you feel if I do this and that? Like, do your thing. For sure. But, like, the clothes and shit, that'll have a nigga more insecure than anything for some reason. I don't know why. Like, you know what I'm saying?
But would you say that you guys fight a lot or a little bit?
Nah, we don't be fighting. It's just, like, nigga, simple shit. Like, let's just say a motherfucker say, I'm driving the Maybach today and you wanted to drive it. Gotta let her drive it, but
okay.
Yeah,
nothing too catastrophic.
Nah, hell no, nah. She a good wife. She take care of home for sure.
Definitely. So, like, how much involvement do you have in the music? Do you ever help her write shit, or is that all her?
Honestly, she do all her shit, but like, she called. She really called. Like, nigga, I ain't really met too many females rapping like that, but she come off quick. Like, write some shit down. Like, nigga, she slept on. They playing brazy.
Because everybody always assumes that the girl's got dudes writing shit for them.
Yeah.
A large percentage of the time, it's true.
Most of the time, it is true.
Right.
Like, a lot of her friends, they took longer times to send shit back, you know what I'm saying? Just because I probably felt like they had, you know, somebody had to write the shit for them. Rather than somebody sent her some shit, she'd have it back the same day, if she felt like it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So... yeah, you right though on that, for sure. Most of these rappers, female artists, be having people writing for them, for sure. And I know that from just being in the game. And, you know, keeping my ear in, like, oh shit, you would have never thought.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Do you ever watch an episode of Baddies and you see another girl
I
hit
never
her?
Watched the episode
you never watched it?
Never.
Do you feel like you would get kind of triggered and pissed off if you saw some chick punching her or some shit?
I have.
You're gonna want to jump through the screen and beat the bitch up, bro.
I ain't gonna lie to you, bro. Like, it's brazy. It's been situations. You know what I'm saying? And it'd be like, I'm gonna let her do her thing. I don't even want her fighting. She gonna win. I'm gonna let her do her thing one on one. She gonna do her shit. But it's like, nigga, if a motherfucker jumping her,
right?
I just feel like any man, if a nigga sees somebody jumping his wife, blood, like, nigga, you supposed to interact. If not, shit. I guess you
like we've all grown up with the assumption that you don't hit girls, but we need to specify you don't hit individual girls. If you have multiple girls, that's over. I'm hitting all you bitches.
I just said. Nah.
And also, if you big, if you weigh more than me,
bitches.
Even if you weigh like near 200 pounds, I'm starting to look at you like a competitor. And I'm not going to let you just get away with whatever. Like, you know.
Nah, blood. It's not like that. I ain't going to fight no female. Like, nah. But if like my wife getting jumped or something. I might throw a little jab out there, but
right, something sneaky.
A little jab,
some,
you know, put a bitch on her pockets real fast.
Right.
Yeah.
No, I don't think anybody could really object to that. It's like
any objections?
You don't hit a lady.
I'm sliding bitches.
As soon as you cease to be behaving ladylike, The OG, he's been around the block. As soon as you cease to behave ladylike, I just feel like the rules change a bunch, bro.
It does, my nigga.
So I was doing an interview with a bunch of dudes a couple of weeks ago, and one of them just randomly revealed that when she was much younger, that he saw a stunner girl assault someone with feces. A Glock dookie, as they put it.
I beat that shit.
I couldn't believe it.
I beat that shit. Yeah.
What do you think of that? Do you ask her, like, damn, so you'd be keeping Glock dookies and you didn't even tell me? Like, I would be amazed if I found that out about my girl, but I guess stunner girl maybe like a little less surprised. Like, maybe you knew she had that in her.
Well, bro, I gotta do some research. Eastside.
Damn, so that wasn't a question. Like, babe, is this true?
Man, you gotta really do some research.
I mean, you're not supposed to talk about what goes on in jail, right?
What the fuck?
Not the doo-doo.
Not the doo-doo.
Not the shit, babe.
Y'all niggas brazy, bro.
AK Dookie 7.
I beat that shit, though. You gotta see what that shit about for real.
Right. For sure. Nah, that just made me think, like, damn, she got a whole extra level of gangster in her. She might be one level of gangster on the streets, but apparently if you could get down like that behind bars, you a different level of bitch.
I wouldn't put it... Shit. Never know. YA, back in the day, shit. Never know. Ask her.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
When you're young. Anything's possible.
Like, I just know it's like her, she, nigga, back in the day, my wife is Turn, like, nigga. Her name come from
Turn.
A gang name, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
She a real one, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, nigga, probably shit.
That's like some Romeo and Juliet shit that, like, a L.A. dude could link up with a up north girl, come together.
That ain't nothing, like, brazy, though. Like, niggas do that shit all the time.
For sure.
Niggas do that shit all the time.
But that could bring Northern California and L.A. together. Because they're kind of in their own worlds where we don't really know about the popping rappers out there as much as we should, and vice versa, I'm sure.
I love my homies up there, bro. On God, you know? Like, nigga, you know, I was born, nigga, North Oakland. You know what I'm saying? 53rd Street, nigga. I got a lot of homies up there. I love them niggas to death. My brother passed away, one of my closest homies, nigga. Shit, 7 years ago, you know what I'm saying?
I'm sorry to hear that.
That's who name tatted on my face, you feel me? Like, he was from up there, you know what I'm saying? That's why I got this tatted. It's for Project Trapper World, you know what I'm saying? You feel me? So, I got some niggas up there. I ain't gonna really say no names. I got two homies I speak on. You know, my nigga Uki and my nigga Free Mac Bori, you know? My Trapper World niggas. They're my brothers for real. You know what I'm saying? I love them niggas. You know what I'm saying? And they know what the fuck it is. They know I love them niggas. Ain't nothing less. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You feel me?
What's the biggest, like, cultural difference between Oakland and L.A.?
Gangbanging.
The gangbanging shit?
Organized gangbanging.
I mean, they do it. They just do it.
It's
different,
just
right?
Nice. That's all. Like, you know, niggas don't get called to the hood for DPs, and niggas don't get politicked on when niggas do bullshit. That's why so much bullshit go on. You know what I'm saying? Because it's not no niggas that you got to listen to.
Mm.
You feel me? Like, not up there. You know what I'm saying? They could do whatever. I could go rob the big homie and then go bang it out with him. I don't give a fuck how long you just did in jail, nigga.
Mm.
Nigga, that shit don't mean nothing. 50s.
So you think that the gang shit in L.A. helps to keep a lot of circumstances and situations from maybe getting to a crazy position?
For me, blood, the gang shit, I done did shit in both zones. Keeping it active,
mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I got popped and bopped in. You know what I'm saying? What, two years ago? Mm-hmm. Right here with this nigga.
What happened? What were you doing?
In the hood at the store. You know what I'm saying? Went to go pick this nigga up. You know what I'm saying? Regular shit in the hood. You know what I'm saying? Nigga, I posted a little picture of me and a homie in a set. Yeah, shit. Motherfuckers must have seen it and came. I don't know. Shit. Nigga followed us one way. I just know. And me and my big bro walked out the store. Nigga getting dropped at. I get popped up. You know what I'm saying?
three times and shit. And, you know what I'm saying? My brother even put me in a car and shit. I stayed conscious. I wasn't crying, none of that. Nigga was bullying. You know what I'm saying? And niggas got me to the hospital. Shit, I fell out once we got there, passed out. You know what I'm saying? Woke up, out of surgery and shit.
Where'd you get hit?
Oh, the ass, the back, and the lower stomach.
Oh, fuck.
Hell yeah. It was, you know what I'm saying?
How long did it take before you got back to normal?
Still going through shit with that shit.
Really?
Right now. Yeah. You know, keep it all the way up. Yeah. On the hood. Right
Damn.
Now.
Yeah. That's crazy. Well, at least you're feeling a little better, but damn, that's fucking
Yeah, wild. Nigga, never know. Nigga, a strong individual.
Mm. Feel me? How long were you in the hospital?
Like 2 months.
2 months, Jesus Christ.
2 months. Hell yeah, I woke up, you know what I'm saying? My wife was right there. You know what I'm saying? She went home. My brother was right there. You know what I'm saying? This dumb, crazy-ass nigga, she tell me this nigga just snuck him in the hospital. They faked the car crash to get upstairs. She told me about this nigga tomorrow. Sis, blood, power, blood, we gotta fake the car crash, blood. Just listen to me. That's why I love my nigga. Like, he like, that's the only way we gonna get up there, blood. Power. You know what I'm saying? My niggas got up there.
That's crazy. Yes. So, okay, what is you guys' relationship like these days, like, in terms of just moving around and how close you are?
I feel like, blood, like, I feel like niggas be, like trying to put shit in my big bro head. Like, I feel like niggas be trying to put shit in his head, but like, I don't love him, I love him and shit. You know what I'm saying? I feel like certain niggas that's mad that I am who I am and how I became who I am. Like, you know, niggas be kind of jealous of me, so, you know, they try to fuck up our relationship, but blood knows what's up with me. You know what I'm saying? It's bulletproof. I get a nigga. Everything off my back, nigga, just like he did with me when I didn't have shit, you know what I'm saying? It's like, you feel me? Nigga, me and my brother did a bid together on some shit, coincidental shit, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, blood took care of me, you know what I'm saying? Bitches left me, all this shit, I ain't had nobody. Blood took care of me, that motherfucker. I told him, when we come home, we gonna be on. Chapter just now starting.
So how much time you actually end up doing in total?
I did 4 years straight.
And how long were you guys in there together?
Like 3 of the years.
3 of the years? That's like crazy.
Blood was
timing.
Coming to jail to come see me. Like, this nigga brazy. This nigga violate.
You were getting in trouble so that you could go see him?
Like, Blood. Niggas is, you feel me? Like, on some weird shit. Like, trying to, you know, like think they could bully blood, whooping niggas' ass, and they don't, like, you know, I come in here, like, fuck it, like, what's up?
So what's the easiest way to get back into the jail, though?
Shit,
you just fucking get piss test, or...
Nigga, fuck it, tell my
like, if I wanted to get arrested right now, I don't know what I would do.
I just tell that bitch I ain't coming in, and I say, catch me when you can, shit. And when I'm out thugging or whatever, police pull a nigga over.
Yeah, that's stupid right ass.
Oh, okay. So you're already on, like, probation or whatever. Yeah. So you could just fucking do some drugs
and
snort some coke. Boom. Right. Piss test me. Gone. I'm going back in.
Yeah, this nigga done did shit like that. So, you know, that shit, like, it was never measured. Like, niggas ain't never play with me like that. But niggas would try to, like, I'm a type of nigga that I don't go. Like, if I'm in the bounty, I'm not going to go to it doing with all my homies. I stay wherever I land. If I land with all Crips, I'm going to get plenty. I fuck with niggas from neighborhood. You know what I'm saying? I fuck with a lot of niggas. You know what I'm saying? They fuck with my brothers. It's mutual love. We don't beef with each other. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'll fall in the East Coast dorm or a neighborhood dorm because they got the majority of the jails. You know what I'm saying? They go fall in there. Most niggas that get pulled over, send a kite down the hall, get pulled to the dorm with all the homies, being there 20, 30 deep. I don't give a fuck where I land. I land, I'm staying. So sometimes that'll bite me in the ass. You know, like, niggas stay now. Niggas lining niggas up and niggas gotta get involved. And,
so that's just a matter of pride that you don't, you refuse to go, like, to a different dorm where you have friends? You just rather be posted up wherever they put you?
It's just like, nigga, my big bro told me, wherever you land, that's where you land, nigga.
You don't need nobody else. You go in there by yourself.
Power alone, you know what I'm saying? Like, power rule, like, sad. These niggas are vouch. For me, my nigga Chili from East Coast, nigga, they'll tell you, nigga, I stayed in the dorm with them niggas. My nigga Bam from Neighborhood Hunters, I stayed in the dorm with them niggas. It's probably me and two other Domos. Me and my other homie Takeoff from the set, from Fruitown. Just me and Blood, nigga. 20 of them niggas. And 80 Mexicans.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Just us, nigga. Some of the homies come in, shit. You know, niggas gotta do what they gotta do. Niggas gotta squabble up with the homies. You know what I'm saying? It ain't never nothing personal. They gonna be right back eating with them niggas tomorrow. Same nigga we just fought. That's just the culture, but.
I have a friend who got locked up recently, and I was asking him what it was like, and he's not a gangbanger. And I was like, when you went in, did you have to fight anyone? He's like laughing at me. He's like, no. And I'm like, oh, shit, I heard so many fucking horror stories from different rappers and gang members about going in that I'm like, oh, I'm surprised that, like, you just didn't have to fight. But he's like, I went on all that. I'm like, oh, right, yeah. You could just be a normal guy.
Yeah, okay. L.A. Bounty Blood, it's like, you got real niggas. Like, me, Blood, I don't pray on the weak. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got real members that's gone. Actually help the weak. Like, I own Pyro on my dead mama. I done seen Blood bounce up, nigga. Like, nigga, my brother used to be big, big. I done beat Blood bounce up, nigga, off his rack, bleep. Nigga, hearing niggas bullying niggas, nigga, few racks down. Like, Blood on Pyro, Blood, y'all, what y'all want to bully Blood for? Squabble with me. Like, dead homies. Like, whoever it was. No disrespect, Domo work he was.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? We ain't with all that. Feel me? And that's why I be, that's back to talking like about these podcast niggas. I ain't, you feel me? Now you get what I'm saying? Like, I ain't really bullying niggas. Like, I ain't, you know, niggas be talking they self up in this shit. You know what I'm saying?
Is it weird for you to see people who are like so into making content about like having beef with each other and drama and all that kind of shit, and like people being so reckless with it that they even like just talking about you as soon as you leave.
I ain't finna go on nothing and say I'm finna smoke a nigga. Like,
right.
What the fuck? Or I have my blick waiting on a nigga. We ain't going in that in detail, you know, like, you know, we just speak on it, you know, let niggas feel the way they want to feel about it, and we hear how niggas feel in the streets. You know what I'm saying? But we ain't gonna never send no direct threats towards no niggas, cause it ain't even a reason why a nigga really into it. It ain't about no money. I ain't beefing with you niggas, so I ain't finna just stamp, I'ma do something to you. But if a motherfucker threatening me, it's like, you know, nigga gonna get on a nigga ass, period. Power up.
Definitely.
You feel me?
So you don't think that there's a chance of you being cool with them dudes again at some point? Is it kind of past that, or? What would have to happen for that to work?
Blood, my wife ain't feeling that shit, Blood.
Mm. She did take off on her Instagram story and make it clear that she was not happy about how that went down.
She ain't feeling that shit. Like, nigga, me, I'm a street nigga. Men don't wear their emotions like females. You know what I'm saying? Like, but it's like, nigga, if my wife upset about it, Blood, and her name's involved, which it is, who's supposed to be her king and step in front of that, right? So now, I just gotta be a man about it and always step in front of it, no matter what the situation is. So if I'm not that upset about it, if she upset about it, it's a problem.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
It is kind of appropriate, though, that, like, the T-Rell dude ends up in, like, a weird, like, girl beef type thing, because he does have, like, a very emotional vibe to him. Like, he kind of, a lot of people have noticed that in the past, that they feel like he kind of communicates like a woman.
I ain't never really watched Blood. Like I said, I don't know, dude. I ain't got nothing negative to say about dude. You know what I'm saying? Blood, just keep bringing my name up. Shit, nigga, a fan or something. Power up.
Right.
Shit. You know what I'm saying? Straight the fuck up.
Like, definitely.
Nigga, I'll squabble up with whoever. Niggas, line it up.
Any day, anytime.
Pull up. Dead homies. Whoever, nigga, like, on the hood.
I believe you got those dead eyes, bro. Like, you kind of give me that vibe. Like, you're just looking back.
Trying to, Blood. I'm a corporate.
You look like you got, like, ice in your veins, bro.
Hey, dude's been saying that since I was a kid.
You ever do any kind of, like, modeling or anything, though? Pause. But I feel like you could be that dude.
It's crazy, right? My granny used to tell me that. Rest in paradise, you know, like me. I'm gonna go a little bit into like my life story, Blood. Like,
sure, yeah.
You know, like, nigga, me, like, a nigga come from a broken home, Blood. Like, I ain't never had that mama and daddy picture, Blood. I ain't never sat down on Paru and took a picture with my mom or my pops. So, nigga, I ain't had nobody how to show me how to be fly. know what I'm saying? Nigga, I learned how to be fly. Like, nigga just was always smart, ahead of the game. Nigga always been getting money, been a top nigga. Nigga always looked at the rest of these niggas like peasants.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? I always knew I was going to be a CEO. I always knew I was going to be rich. I always knew I was going to be a boss, nigga. Like, I was destined for it. So it was like, you know, at a young age, my granny, she used to tell me, like, boy, you so handsome. And she used to just juice me up when I was a kid. So she made me feel like any woman that talked to me had to be worthy.
Mm.
So I always walked around with my, you know what I'm saying, my nose up, like, I'm the nigga.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Facts.
Because it's like, it takes a lot to be in a high-profile relationship with a woman who actually has some shit going on. Most of the dudes that we know are more comfortable being in a relationship with a chick who ain't on shit, that they don't feel threatened by, that they kind of...
That's crazy you say that, but Paul Rule, not even on no weird shit. Like, I didn't brought my homies, nigga, to events, nigga, with, like, some of the hoes from baddies and shit. You feel me? You know, them bitches... be on all type of shit, you feel me? Especially around wifey. Like, they wanna talk to anybody that's related to Stunner Girl.
Mm-hmm.
So I bring my brothers, they super on them niggas, dead homies. And I done seen some niggas really, literally go from talking, I ain't gonna say no name, but go from talking to her and then go, like, I watched Blood get intimidated. I asked, but what happened? Nothing, Blood. I ain't tripping on her like that. And walk in the crowd and go talk to the bitches that's here to see these bitches. Like.
I get it, because I've been that guy. It's a lot easier to get laid when you're dealing with insecure chicks that ain't got shit going on.
That nigga, my nigga trying to get laid.
No, I'll be real. Yeah, I know that about myself. Like, okay. And I've seen a lot of dudes on that, too.
Blood, me and wifey be at the house like, look at this nigga, Adam, Blood. This nigga. This nigga ass crazy, Blood.
It's true, though, man.
Said, I fuck with you, though.
It's true. A lot of guys, the entirety of their game is trying to basically, like, create an environment in which they could be around chicks that don't know shit, that ain't about shit, that ain't never really been around shit, that are easily impressed by you having a chain and a Gucci shirt or whatever it is. And it's like, in order, like, when I look at my life, I'm kind of like, you should have spent more time dating the real quality females and trying to get the most quality girl out of the friend group rather than just kind of going for the one who just seems like she'll give you pussy the easiest.
Me, Blood, I ain't gonna lie. I ain't gonna speak on no bitches on respect of my wife, period. Mm-hmm. But me, Blood, like, nigga, I'm gonna put it like this, but I ain't settling for nothing less than what I deserve.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? I gotta be a queen. It ain't gotta be financially, it gotta be in your spirit. You feel me? If you got that, you might have a real nigga.
And two people with value coming into the situation together.
Blood, turn that galaxy y'all. Blood on fire, road, Blood.
Damn.
Fuck you, dude.
That was a crazy ringtone,
East
though.
Eastside, Eastside, nigga. No IG, baby duck.
You don't got Instagram?
I don't got none of that shit.
Damn. That's like the last of a dying breed. That's like being an Amish dude.
Oh,
like, you just refusing to give in. Fuck it. I'm in the horse and buggy.
Nope.
Fuck the Lambo.
Record, Blood. On each side.
Really?
I respect it, bro. I met a girl the other day, like a bad bitch. She don't have an Instagram. I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, that's like, I can't even comprehend. You getting plastic surgery.
You nigga.
But you don't got an Instagram?
Blood. Hell no.
That's kind of amazing.
Blood, fuck that.
I respect it, though.
Blood ain't never had none of that. Right. Even back in the day. Like, Blood just got pictures on some shit. But no, he, like, the homies run Blood Page.
Right.
You feel me? He don't even run it. He one of them. Oh God. But we gotta take pictures of Baby Duck.
But that feels legendary to have you on the podcast then. Because you're so rare.
What?
Right?
Bro. On Paul Rowe, Blood. Mm. On the dead. Watch. Watch. That's all I'm gonna say. You're gonna get some phone calls.
Oh really?
Yeah.
I've been getting calls all morning.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, Young Rich Moolah is the truth.
On Paul Rowe.
How'd you get that name?
Me.
That's your original name, or is there an additional hood name?
I'm gonna keep it real, Blood.
That's like your rap name?
I used to be my name, Trey. I used to be Lil Trey Reckless.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? My hood name, Tiny Duck. His name, Baby Duck. The moolah shit came. Man, blood, that'd be a brazy story.
Let's kick it off. Nah, too much?
Nah, blood, but a nigga was getting to it, though, on the hood at a young age. You know what I'm saying? Streets gave me that name.
You were reckless.
Yeah.
Okay.
For sure. And then I got the moolah from having money. And then my boy, well, this nigga I used to fuck with from SAC, I'm going to keep it all the way else. Blood, you know, he used to say young, rich. And I just like the slogan.
Mm-hmm.
I took it from Blood. Made it mine. Blood's a bitch. Power.
So if I was super tapped in, I'd be able to be like, oh, shit, there was a young, rich rapper around that time. So you were cool with him, and you took on the name, and then you stopped being cool with him, and you said, fucking, it's mine now? Oh, okay.
Young Rich Moolah. The real Young Rich Moolah. It ain't nobody else.
I respect it. What can I say?
You feel me? Right?
Ain't nobody else.
Okay. So I know how this goes. When you have a girl who's famous within the Zeus world, the baddies world, the whatever the fuck you want to call it world.
Fuck Zeus, but.
Really? Zeus or the ops now? Because she's done with them, right?
Fuck Zeus, but that's all I'm going to say.
Right. Okay, so she's moved past that, but she's still cracking regardless.
They ain't got, exactly.
Exactly.
She don't
I'm
need
glad
that.
You said that.
But.
That's a big platform.
Ain't not
she
one of them
that,
motherfuckers.
Right?
It's a platform, but ain't not one of them doing what we doing. What, the bitch is getting posted on the showroom for Fashion Nova clothing brand deals? I know what's going on, nigga. She really a star.
Mm.
They post her. They post me because of her. The fuck? They post us with Dwayne Ways and shit, nigga. Black love.
If you go on Zeus and you are not a star, it's only going to help you so much.
Yeah.
If you go on there and you're a star like her,
yeah.
I feel like that is just going to blow you the fuck up, and those fans are going to follow you if you go to other platforms or whatever. Somebody like her, she could really benefit from it regardless.
Blood, I'm going to keep it later. She didn't even want to rap, and she just wanted to talk shit for the rest of her life. She's going to be a multi-millionaire. Probably a billionaire from talking shit. That's crazy, right? Like, right now, we got our own tour coming up.
Mm.
And self-promotions, we doing it. Me and her.
Really?
Yep. We got a whole team, though. We got a real label. You know what I'm saying? Steiner Girl Media, LLC. Look it up. Real LLC. Real label. I got assistants, all that. A&Rs, PRs, all that.
You guys never thought about going the OnlyFans couple route?
Nah, but.
If you ever want to, let me know. I could help get you in the game.
Look at this horny ass nigga. He trying to, blood trying to see something.
I'm
look.
Not going to watch the content, bro. I'm just going to help shepherd you into, I'm going to tell you what to do. I'm going to tell you what position to stand in and shit, you know?
Yeah, I ain't going to lie. I never do that with wifey, but I'm just.
That's not for you.
Not with her.
That's understandable. Oh, so you can start a porn career separate from her.
Nah, bro. Not at all.
Babe, I want you to understand. I got this new hustle.
Nah, bro. Not at all.
Adam 22 is going to introduce me to some girls.
Not
none
at all.
Of them are on baddies. You got nothing to worry about.
Adam, you can have her up here.
Nothing. No, she going to come get your ass.
No, no, no.
She going to watch me see this shit, bro.
No, honestly, though, like.
New subject, nigga.
I look at her more as like a.
You're going to get me choked out.
I look at her more like from a kid. Sister perspective, because
nah,
I've known her for mad long.
Nah, she told me.
But then sometimes I see the Instagram photos, and I am kind of like, Jesus Christ! Like you feel kind of uncomfortable seeing your sister take a photo like that.
You
right?
Fuck with her though, huh?
I fuck with her. She's great.
All right, I just have to make sure. Cause
sure. Nah, I fuck with her the whole way. I just like it's kind of crazy to see them. They grow up so fast.
Nah, know? facts, bro. Like nigga, she really a boss. She stepped in her CEO shit, and then she got a network. But that's it.
But
that's a major step.
Okay, so I know that you. Probably get the craziest conspiracy theories from her fans and shit ever because they're always gonna put the most negative light on the dude, right? We've seen this with Blueface. I'm sure you get it too.
Blood, mine be brazy because a nigga wasn't already famous. So they try to super dick ride me. Like, they be on some weirdo shit, you know? But she know, like, that's what I'm under.
They try to say that you're like basically kind of like forcing her into this career type shit, or they think that you might be like a pimp or something.
Not even knowing she forced me into the shit. You know what I'm saying?
Well, she already had motion. She already had shit going on before she met you, right?
She had her own label,
yeah.
nigga.
Right.
Before she met me. She had her own label. She was already double XL. She already get hit for millions in 2019, but she been having that shit. She didn't live in New York, saw the shit. Nigga. Everybody that did a feature with her, they asked her. She ain't paid for one, none of that. I'm like, I be want to make that shit clear too, nigga. We ain't paying for no features with anybody we done. Not one person. At all. And we ain't got no label. It's off the respect. You know what I'm saying?
But that's not going to stop the fans from coming up with whatever fucking narrative they want to have, right? Like, they're going to, especially with you, because that environment, those women, they want men so that they can hate the men. Like if you sign up to be on that kind of shit, like, they are going to fucking just basically do everything they can to paint you in the worst possible light. You see the way that they act, like, Krishan is this victim. Blueface must be the worst person on earth. It's like, at a certain point, you kind of like, well, it would appear that she is also, at the very least, equally complicit in this.
Honestly, but, like, at first, you know, when you first get into fame, young street nigga, you know what I'm saying? Nigga used to get in 10 comments, 15. Niggas start getting hundreds and thousands, 20,000 likes a flick, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
That shit do be like, you know, that shit, it'll grab your attention. But once you learn, and, you know, you understand these fans, blood, and most of them kids and fake pages, you know, it don't bother you. But it was a few times I done read some shit like, nigga, you a bitch, I'll fuck your wife. Nigga, you a bum, she ain't even famous, whoop, whoop, whoop. And I done been like, blood, where you at then, nigga? Like, I done been really mad. I ain't gonna cap.
Definitely.
She had to start telling me, like, nigga, don't argue with the fucking fans. You gonna have us all over the blogs. I'm gonna say some crazy shit. You know what I'm saying? What, nigga? Niggas be jumping on fake pages, talking about all type of shit. Like, motherfuckers then said I'm clout chasing. I'm like, the fuck, I'm clout chasing a motherfucker. I sleep in the bed with her every motherfucking day, and nigga didn't put my life on the line for multiple times and before all this shit, nigga. Like, nigga, before we had any of this shit going. Like,
I can read 1,000 negative comments and not give a fuck, and then read one negative comment from somebody I know and be about ready to drive to their house and take a picture like I'm Young Rich Moolah.
Yeah. My whole thing be like certain shit hit home, blood. You know, like, we all got shit that hit them pressure points. Like, whoa, nigga, wait, what? Because, like, I feel like, let's be real. Let's be all the way 500. In a relationship, let's say in your relationship, do you ever get the... Do you ever feel like people will say something, like your mate, like they'll say something, the fans saying too much, and then maybe you start thinking in your head, like, damn, do you believe this shit, blood?
Right.
Everybody go through that.
Because she's only human, so if she gets 1,000 comments saying you're a piece of shit, you got to wonder, like, at a certain point, this has to have some kind of effect on you, right? Like, I know you fuck with me, but you start to kind of second guess yourself and be like, does she really fuck with me enough to, like, go through this hailstorm of hate?
Yeah, and clearly she does. You feel me? Because we've been getting it more than anybody. Like, motherfuckers been saying that nigga's a bum, that nigga's that. Motherfuckers don't even know. I had millions before I even touched the scene of any of this shit.
You had millions?
What?
From doing what?
Just getting it.
Damn.
Am I lying, big bro? Yeah.
Look up what
you got. Rich and Moolah in the name.
Both my dogs named Rich and Moolah.
I fuck with that. Yeah. What's the 500? Why are we keeping it 500?
500. That's the block.
Okay.
Both blocks at that.
Okay.
In the hood in Bompton and in Oakland.
Really? Just a coincidence.
Yep.
That's what's up.
I feel like I'm really like the goat of this shit though. Like, me and my niggas, blood, we came from nothing, blood. Like, watch, blood. My nigga finna be just like this, nigga. I take pride in making sure everybody around me on. Like, nigga, I flew my brother out from Philly. Nigga, this my nigga. I used to be on the run and shit. Young nigga, back in the day, I go hide in Philly. That blood shit. Young nigga, you know what I'm saying? Police driving by, I'm running in the house. We crazy high speeds and shit. And shit, they ain't never seen that type of shit. Like, nigga like me coming from out here, they, he's like, this nigga crazy. this young nigga turn. You know, I met him through one of my homies from my hood. And you know, this nigga one of the loyal niggas, most loyal niggas I ever met. You know, like, it's a different vibe, you know, with the Ox. Like, my niggas family oriented. You feel me? So that's how being around these niggas, like, they help me control my emotions more.
Mm-hmm.
Like, don't get it fucked up, nigga. Niggas know what time it is. But, nigga, we really be trying to, like, we kind of trying to get the money now. Everybody, it ain't just about, nigga, you can't get no money if you got to kill somebody everywhere you got to go. Like, niggas be having to realize that, too, though. The toughest niggas. You know what I'm saying? Because, shit, niggas done seen niggas get grabbed that never thought a nigga would get grabbed.
Mm.
Niggas done got grabbed.
If you want the longevity, you got to figure out how to maintain.
Especially in this business shit. Like, me going across the world, fucking with motherfuckers, like, going to different hoods, like, that shit. I done seen a lot of different cultures. I done thugged up in BMO. I done thugged in D.C., like, just traveling, getting to the bag. You know, niggas moving around through the whole DMV, all through all the shit in Baltimore, mainly Philly, like, Jersey, nigga, Newark, really, you know what I'm saying?
Which gives you a different perspective than somebody who's just been on the same block in L.A. their whole life.
Yeah.
And thinks that this is everything that the world has to offer.
New York, all that. I got homies from New York, Crown Heights, nigga. My nigga Henny, 60s, you know what I'm saying? I done thugged on the block with the Jamaicans, all this shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm an international gangster. And that make a nigga like, you can't say you a gangster till you go do that. You gotta go conquer. I feel like you gotta go conquer the motherland, the whole soil. I done went around everywhere. Nigga ain't never did nothing to me. You know what I'm saying? Like, the nigga thought they was, they tripping.
Don't play with younger Shmoola. Oh, I wanted to ask this. Do you feel like you might be getting a little too loaded sometimes? Because you did pass out during the Back on Fake episode. You were looking a little sleepy on the No Jumper episode as well.
Look, blood, I love you, blood.
The lean?
Look.
Should be hitting, man. I had a lean pod recently. I was feeling pretty good.
I'm going to keep it real, gang. I really be like, that's just like everyday shit. And I'll try not to promote it, though.
Mm.
I don't think nobody should promote, you know, it's kids watching this shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I calm down on promoting it, but I'm a grown-ass man. I feel like as long as I handle my business and, you know, take care of home and, you know, conduct myself properly, I should be able to do what the fuck I want to do.
She don't be getting annoyed when you're getting loaded?
She do.
Oh.
Yeah, she want the best for a nigga, for sure.
Mm.
Hell yeah. Nigga just like, nigga ain't no fucking smoker or nothing, you know? Nigga sip a few cups here and on there. You know what I'm saying? Like, nigga ain't had no pookies or none of that. You know what I'm saying?
You want to pop a perk?
Nigga pop a perk here and on there. That's every nigga that got shot.
Really?
You know, they prescribed those.
Right.
You feel me? How many do you pop, though? That's the real question.
Right.
Is a nigga overdoing it? Is a nigga taking 20 a day?
Right.
15, 10, or just one or two? You know, nigga, I got prescribed painkillers. They could shut the fuck up, nigga. I got pops.
I was with somebody, I seen him go buy 7 perks, and then I realized the 7 perks was for the night.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, oh, shit. Like, I'm thinking you're buying 7 perks for the week or for the month or some shit. I'm like, that's tonight? And then tomorrow you gotta hit up the same dude to get more?
Hell no.
Like, you're gonna wake up perkless.
Now, boy.
7 tonight.
He said you gonna wake up perkless.
I know a couple niggas, blood.
Damn.
I know a couple niggas. For real.
For sure. All right, so what's your plans moving forward? How are you making the most of this opportunity that you got right now?
On some real shit, like, it's a lot, blood. You got to understand, like, first off, a lot of people don't understand the shit I got accomplished. I got this shit accomplished being home, you know what I'm saying? Only not even 2 years, nigga. Then on top of that, 18 of these months, I was just home. I was on ankle monitoring.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? And the fucked up part about it, my parole was in bay. They paroled me into the bay because when I came home from prison, I ain't had nowhere to go but my granny house. Everybody else had died. That was the last granny alive, you know what I'm saying? I had to parole to the address in Berkeley. Motherfucking shit was like crazy. Like, nigga, I couldn't even be with my wife. Like, nigga, for like a minute. Like, nigga, I had to get past this. Like, nigga, they just put me through some shit. Dead homies, like, nigga, you know, we made that shit look good, though. But, nigga, that shit was just fucking with my whole brain. So now it's like I got a lot of positive shit going towards, like, you know, the network, you know, the label. I don't, back on another note, I feel like a lot of people didn't want to see that. You feel me? Like, motherfuckers was rooting for a nigga downfall. Like, you know, like where we come from, but it ain't that unity. We always talk about, like, we wish our hood supported us, like, motherfuckers from other states and shit. Like, a lot of my closest homies from Chicago. And guess what? Them niggas be on the same type of intellectual when it come to business and branding. These niggas thugs too, though. These niggas murder niggas too. They didn't show me new ways how to hold my pistol, all type of shit.
New ways?
Like, crazy shit.
They coming up in new ways still?
Like, niggas getting patted down in the club with them bitches. Oh, even though like I don't get patted anyway.
Right.
But, you know, they show me some shit if I was a regular nigga still. Like, to get patted. But, yeah, right now, back on some positive shit, you know, I kind of got a little off topic, back on some street shit, but, you know, it all connect, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, you know, my Chicago homies, they got a lot to do with me wanting to have a label and network. You know, like, they challenged my mental. And me and some of my niggas, right now, we finna come out with a TV show on a network, and I don't really want to ruin a surprise. But it's kind of like, you know, we doing some major shit with some real powerful niggas. You know, it's Red Rump TV, my nigga Ray J, me, wifey. You know, I got my brother, my other brother. You know, a lot of homies. You know, I just met the homie CB. You know what I'm saying? Yep, we flicked it up and shit. You know what I'm saying? Pyro.
He's not a Christian. He's not a Muslim. He's a Pyro. Yeah. I liked when he said that.
Yeah.
You and him, that's a powerful link up.
Yeah, blood was bull. Powerful blood. Blood told me some real shit, but, you know, my nigga Ray J, he
fuck really, Ruffles.
Yeah, powerful.
Ruffles are the ops now.
My nigga Ray J, though, he really the nigga that really, like, you know, I get niggas they flowers. He the nigga that's pushed me on some positive shit in the state corporate. Like, the homie didn't even want me to come speak on this shit. Like, nigga, he tell me I'm too big for this type of shit. He like, nigga, you like, he always tell me, like, blood, you like the new modern, I ain't gonna say the name, like the new modern day Whoop, blood, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, he always say that shit. Like,
Ray J, legend. I seen him in Vegas one time. He goes, what are you doing here? I'm like, I'm here for the Porn Awards. He goes, oh yeah? They nominated me for one of those one time. He's like, I didn't go though.
Sound like the homie.
I was about to say it sound like
blood. Yeah, me dying when I said that.
That nigga do a lot, blood. Like, that nigga do a lot, blood. You know, oh, they don't give my nigga the credit he deserves.
He doing a reality show with a house full of trans women.
Yeah, it's the gay agency.
Yeah. How you feel about that?
Yeah.
Would you be a consultant on that? Would you do a guest appearance?
I'm going to keep it F's. We already had that conversation.
Really?
You know what I'm saying? And I'm... Shit, we part owners of each other networking. I told, but I ain't really got nothing to do with that. I ain't got nothing against it though, but
at all.
I ain't working on that stage though. Just me.
You gotta be careful because Stunner Girl probably got a lot of trans fans.
That's what it be. You know what I'm saying? Like,
she definitely got the cranky old lady fans. I'm sure.
Yeah, she got a lot of motherfuckers that just, you know, just crazy fan base.
The young turnt chick fans, the city girls type
like
fans.
Her shit, but. Her shit gonna be so crazy, like, nigga, she fuck around and nigga be, nigga, this shit fuck around be bigger than Hip Hop Atlanta shit, like, and whatever that shit called, Impact, whatever, you know what I'm talking about, you know what I'm saying, like, you know, she got hella different ideas, she a genius, blood, when it come to this shit, like, for sure, she quiet, but she a genius, you feel me, she pushed me, though, so, salute to the wife, though.
For sure. Salute to Young Rich Moolah.
Facts. Salute to my nigga Adam Blood, my nigga Baby Duck.
Baby Duck.
No, it's the Fruit Town Rose in here, nigga. 50s, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Had to come set the record straight on this motherfucker, dog.
It's the 22 Stir and the Roosters.
On power, yeah, man.
Once again.
You know what I'm saying?
Let's
get back at this shit, nigga. Lock the fuck in. You know what I'm saying?
All the way. Hey, I appreciate you guys coming in, man. Legendary. Getting to get the whole story. And shout out to everybody who watched this. We appreciate the love. Thank you guys for your time, for real. So. No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world.
Mm. No Jumper, bullish podcast in the world, blood.
The world, man.
That's right.
Adam 22.
The bullish. You saw it.
Appreciate it.
Young Rich Moolah, nigga.
Like, comment, subscribe. Appreciate you guys, for real.